Help your hands stay soft and smooth. Use Ivory Soap for dishwashing. Ivory Soap is kind to your hands because it's pure. Costs less than granulated package soaps. Use Ivory Soap for all your dishwashing. Ivory safe, it's pure, it's economical. Get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Crisco's Bacon Saved.
Hello. Hello, Marge. Oh, I've got the most wonderful news. Remember what the minister said about how the poor in our neighborhood would suffer this winter if we didn't find some way to help them? Well, Procter & Gamble has a grand plan to help all churches raise money. No, it won't cost us a single extra penny. Procter & Gamble contributes the cash. We just save all the Crisco labels and Camay soap wrappers and Ivory Flakes box tops that we can. Be sure to start saving yours right away, won't you?
And friends, won't you start saving your labels and box tops? For Procter & Gamble will pay 1/2 cent for every 1 pound Crisco label, Camay soap wrapper, and Ivory Flakes box top, and 2 cents for each 3 pound Crisco label that you turn into your church. Think what that can mean to your church. Real money to help buy food and clothing for the needy. Why, there are lots of ways you can help. For instance, you might call several ladies who belong to your church. They may be glad for just such an opportunity to help. That'll make you mighty happy when the wrappers and box tops pile up. And why not talk to your pastor about the plan? If he feels the way many leading churchmen do, he'll welcome your cooperation. Remember, this wonderful plan is open to all recognized churches of every faith in the United States. And be sure to ask your Crisco dealer for printed instruction blanks with helpful hints on organizing the plan. Then begin gathering wrappers in earnest. Have your church send them to Procter & Gamble in combined totals of 200 or more, and about 4 weeks after we receive them, we'll mail a check to your church. Now, under the terms of the offer, we cannot make checks payable to individuals. They must be made out in the name of the church. So please be sure that bundles are sent in the name of your church only. The church plan closes December 2nd, so between now and then, won't you do your extra bit for charity? Well, sir, it's about 7:30 o'clock as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now, and we find our friends settled for a quiet evening at home. Mr. Victor Gook lounges in his easy chair and gazes absently at the bookcase. Mrs. Victor Gook occupies a corner of the davenport where she industriously darns gentlemen's socks, and young Rush is established at the library table. He reads aloud from a volume of colorful fiction.
Sir Lieutenant Clinton Stanley glared inimically at the chief of the counterfeiting South American pygmies. "What did you want to go to work and shoot me with that poisoned arrow for?" he demanded. "Don't talk to him. He's beneath your notice," put in Lady Margaret, who stood nearby. "Very well," returned the handsome young officer. He tucked the beautiful woman's arm beneath his own, and the loving couple stalked rapidly away. Later in the afternoon, a party of explorers were to be seen, making their way slowly through the underbrush. They were under the command...
Oh, that's dull stuff.
Yeah, it is. I imagine it'll pick up in the next chapter, though. They were under the command of Colonel Arthur V. Upscotch, a man of soldierly bearing and undaunted courage, whose exploits among the counterfeiting natives of Siberia...
Let's have a rest from Third Lieutenant Stanley and his chum, Pete. I have an observation or two to make to your mother.
Okay.
Are you awake, Sadie?
I hope I am. It'd be pretty hard for a person to darn socks asleep.
Yes, it would. Yes, it would. What you say is sound and irrefutable.
Hey, skipping over a few pages, I see where Third Lieutenant Stanley gets in a fight with a counterfeiting animal trainer.
Brother Stanley and his adversary can wait. Kiddo, I may have my picture taken tomorrow or the next day.
Your picture taken again?
Why do you say your picture taken again with that air of astonishment? I haven't had my picture taken in a long, long time.
That window seat is crammed jam full of pictures of you.
None of which are appropriate for the purpose I have in mind.
What purpose you got in mind?
I received this afternoon a communication from Lodge Headquarters.
Money? Well, they always do want money.
I don't believe I read that section of the newspaper on the floor there by your foot. Will you hand it to me, please?
Oh, now, quit acting like I broke your heart.
I say nothing.
What do Lodge Headquarters want with your picture?
I'm convinced, Sadie, you wouldn't be interested. You may continue with your reading if you like, right?
Sure. Suddenly, a band of counterfeiting fishermen.
What do Lodge Headquarters want with your picture, Vic?
Wanted to make bread pudding out of.
Suddenly, a band of counterfeiting fishermen appeared over the horizon. Third Lieutenant Stanley whipped his automatic pistol from its holster and prepared...
Oh, don't read any more, Willie.
Starts getting exciting from here on.
Well, enjoy it by yourself. They want it for their magazine.
Beg pardon?
Them Chicago headquarters fellas want your picture for their Lodge magazine?
No, they don't.
Oh, well, tell. I'm interested.
I don't believe you are.
I am so.
Very well. I'll sketch the matter briefly.
Sure.
In the communication I received this afternoon, I was asked if I'd be interested in appearing with our founder, R.J. Conk, in a composite photograph.
Oh, really?
Understand what a composite photograph is?
No, I don't. What is it?
I know, Gov. It's a photograph that's been doctored up.
Roughly, you have the idea.
Oh, I don't know, is it so roughly?
Well, Vic, your founder, R.J. Conk, is dead, ain't he?
Why do you titter?
Well, don't mean to. I only... Well, he is dead.
The founder of the Sacred Stars, the Milky Way, R.J. Conk, passed away 20 years ago.
Well, I guess I never understood you right, but I thought you said something about having your picture taken with him.
I said no such a thing. I said this. In the communication I received this afternoon, I was asked if I'd be interested in appearing with our founder, R.J. Conk, in a composite photograph.
Mom's in the dark about what a composite photograph is.
That's apparently the case.
A composite photograph, Mom, is one where they doctored up to where people are shown with people they never had their picture taken with to begin with.
A very brilliant and lucid exposition.
Oh, hey.
Here's the thing, Sade. Chicago headquarters have on hand a variety of photographs of R.J. Conk.
Taken when he was alive?
Well, naturally taken when he was alive.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know.
They have pictures of R.J. Conk where he's standing on a railroad station platform. They have pictures where he's seated in his armchair at home. They have others where he's addressing a crowd of people at the Wyoming State Fair.
Where do you fit in?
Gov sends a snapshot of himself to Chicago and they take a
photo. I'll tell this, please, Harriet. Modern science, say it, has made it possible to do wonderful feats with photographs.
Has it?
Expert craftsmen are able to superimpose one picture on another with such skill that when one views the finished product, he can't see where any meddling has been done.
Well,
I mean that Lodge headquarters have notified me that for a certain fee, I can send them a picture of myself, and in a short time, they'll mail me back a picture of myself, shaking hands with R.J. Conk, or talking to R.J. Conk, or sitting on R.J. Conk's knees.
Oh,
a doctored-up business, Mom. You've seen junk like that in the newspaper. Remember the other evening I showed a man kicking an elephant up in the air like you'd kick a football?
As it's all a big dipper of Drowsy Venus Chapter of the Lodge, I feel that such a photograph would be worth having. Be nice to hang in my office. Or here, in the living room.
Let me get this straight. A picture of you shaking hands with R.J. Conk?
Yes, or some other appropriate pose, perhaps.
They take your picture, huh, and plaster it alongside of his picture, and it looks like the two of you had your picture taken together?
That approximates the idea.
Guys, what'll them Chicago fellas think up next?
I find the notion attractive. Such a picture, the likeness of me shaking hands with R.J. Conk, would be a real adornment.
It'd be kind of halfway deceitful, wouldn't it?
Why?
Well, you never shook hands with R.J. Conk.
I would like to have shaken hands with R.J. Conk.
Yeah, but you never have. Suppose I got myself a picture of George Washington and doctored around to where it looked like him and I were shaking hands.
You're disposed to adopt an oblique view of the matter.
I'll see.
Smelly Quack's Uncle Strap dearly loves to reminisce over the time him and his lady friend drove to Peoria for purpose of enjoying fish dinner. Well, sir, it just
you
so happened...
Pardon me, Rush, if I interrupt? I hardly expect you to grasp the more or less delicate concept involved, Sade. Suffice it to say, the proposition appeals to me. And I think tomorrow I'll drop in at Moore's and have a photograph of myself taken in full light regalia.
Cost you money.
I doubt if the expenditure will deprive my family of the necessaries of life. We'll be able to buy groceries for supper as usual.
When you have your picture taken, Gov, will you have it taken with your hand stuck out so the Chicago fellas can connect up your hand with R.J. Conk's hand?
Yes.
Probably when the original photograph was taken, it showed some other lug shaking hands with R.J. Conk. They'll simply blot out the other lug and paste you in.
You express yourself without finesse, but that, generally speaking, is the process. Headquarters mentions one picture in which President William McKinley is prominently shown.
Yeah?
President McKinley stands by R.J. Conk's side.
By George, that's okay.
Heck, you mean they'll show you and R.J. Conk and President William McKinley all standing together?
Yeah.
But President McKinley died before you were born, didn't he?
No.
Well, at least he died. When did he die?
I don't recollect.
Well, certainly a long time ago.
Yes, it was a long time ago.
Well, you can't expect people to swallow any pictures where you're a grown man and William McKinley's in the...
I'm not expecting people to swallow anything.
My gullies.
As I said before, Sadie, I don't look to you to grasp the more or less delicate concepts involved.
I hope not. I can just see company coming and looking at any such a business on the wall. My stars, isn't that President William McKinley? Yes, it is. And that fellow there is your husband? Yes. Well, jumping chimney, how old is Mr. Gook?
Sadie, I'm afraid...
Why don't you do it up brown? Have your Chicago fellas doctor up something where it shows you and Christopher Columbus.
Sadie, I'm afraid...
How much they want?
Who?
Lodge headquarters. How much they want for a picture of you and R.J. Conk and President McKinley?
$10.
Oh, my.
I call $10 more than reasonable. A handsome frame goes
besides
with...
Besides the $10 you have to give them, there's money to be whipped out to pay for the photograph of you and your plumed hat and trash.
True. However, I feel that in a worthwhile project such as this, a man is justified.
Large, money, money, money.
I'm sure you'll agree with me when I...
Large, money, money, money.
I suggest we drop this subject.
Let's do. I've got a headache if I think about it anymore.
Read, Rush.
Read out loud from my book?
Read.
Is there any particular place you didn't
read? Read at random.
Large. Money.
Read, Rush.
Third Lieutenant Clinton Stanley, how old was Rage? You nothing but a crowd of counterfeiting South American witch doctors, he screamed. And I'm not afraid of the lot of you. Then, whirling swiftly around, he addressed Lady Margaret, who was smoothing out the folds in her dainty pink parasol. Come here, you, barked the handsome young officer. I want a kiss, and I want it quick. The beautiful woman tripped forward willingly, her soft rounded arms outstretched.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up at the next block. And there we leave Crisco's Vic and Sade until tomorrow. Now, there are probably lots of poor people who look to your church to help them get food and clothing when winter comes. And I'm sure that you want to do what you can to get money for that charity fund. So you'll want to get started right away on Procter & Gamble's generous plan that's so helpful in raising funds for church charities. To help your church get its full share of the fund, just save all your Crisco labels, Camay wrappers, and Ivory Flakes box tops and turn them into your church. Because 1 pound Crisco labels, Camay wrappers, and Ivory Flakes box tops are worth 0.5 cent each. 3 pound Crisco labels are worth 2 cents. And there's no limit to the number your church can send in. But they must be mailed to Procter & Gamble in bundles with a combined total of 200 labels, wrappers, and box tops. Your Crisco dealer is supplied with instruction blanks, suggesting several interesting ways for you to collect lots of wrappers. So be sure to get your copy next time you're shopping. Remember, the sooner you begin, the more money your church will collect. Won't you start today? And don't forget to listen to Crisco's Vic and Sade tomorrow. This is Ed Hurley, he's speaking. Thank you.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.